This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz with WKSU's sports commentator Terry Pluto. A football team that's made up of future doctors, engineers, and accountants is competing for a national title. Case Western Reserve University plays in the Division III tournament tomorrow against New York's Union College. Terry, this is Case football's fifth playoff run in team history.
Right. Amanda, it's a remarkable program under a guy named Greg Debelak, has been there for 16 years. He's a John Carroll grad. His record is 119-46. Now, I'm not going to get into all the numbers, but they played nothing close to that kind of football until he got there.
Right.
And it's not like they suddenly decided, we're going to just drop all the academic standards and everything. No, they kept it up high. Mm-hmm. And it took Greg a number of years to be able to get going here. But what Case has been able to do, they have a young star quarterback. His name is Drew Saxton, who's out of the Pittsburgh area, South Fayette High School. He wanted to go play in the Ivies, but they didn't think he was big enough or whatever.
Okay.
So then where what Greg wanted his program to be, okay, say you wanted to go play at Harvard or somewhere, but they weren't interested. We are. And academically, you know, we could run with Harvard. The thing about a lot of their players, I mean, these are high-achieving people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these are they're doing internships at hospitals or with Fortune 500 companies.
A lot of them are pre-med.
That. Yeah, in fact, one of the things that Saxton said, the reason I picked Case Western is not for 4 years of football, but the next 40 years of my life.
One of the more interesting players on the team in terms of name is Cameron Brown. He's a defensive player. He's the son of Mike Brown, who was a former Cavs coach.
Right, Cavs coach twice, in fact, and a Los Angeles Lakers coach. As Mike Brown said, Cameron, when he was in high school or that, is actually was sort of more interested in reading than playing. He did play football, Westlake High in Cleveland. But he and a friend of his, they had high grades, but they decided to go to the University of Cincinnati together. Case was recruiting him. So he called up Case, and Greg Debelak was thrilled to take that phone call because he knew this kid was borderline Division I football player as a defensive lineman. So he's come up. And he's played the last 4 years there. He's like all the sack records and all that stuff. He's been doing some long paper, kind of like sports analytics and this having to do with how guys come back from injuries. Huh. You know, because of Mike's now being an assistant coach of the Golden State Warriors. I mean, you talk about the great internships. He's already worked there. But the guy's a heck of a football player. I mean, he's really good.
And interesting, he didn't pick basketball to play.
No, he didn't. He did when he was younger.
And then there's a couple of local players on the team. You have Colt Morgan, a receiver from Worcester.
There's a thing down in Wayne County called the Roy Bates Award, which goes to the student scholar athlete for Wayne County and Worcester. That was Colt Morgan. You know, and he's setting all kinds of receiving records this year. He's a senior.
Then you have the kicker, Rob Albrecht of Aurora, who has a 4.0 in physics.
Yeah, no, just another cake course. His coach, Greg Debelak, was telling me, he said, one time he's talking about he's interested in the space program, and I guess he mentioned in passing once to his coach, you know, I'd really like to be on the first flight to Mars.
Wow.
And that's why a lot of their practices have to be early, even later in the evening, because these kids have labs and everything else.
Yeah.
And I said, a lot of times, you don't have your full team for practice. Hey, I was a good student. I couldn't have got into there. And these majors? Not for me.
Me neither.
Not for me. And that's not a knock on anything. So, you know, they're not going to go real deep in the tournament. They'll run into one of the superpowers if they win a game or two. But
yeah, like Mount Union.
Mount Union they have. And the school they're playing, a Union out of New York, they're 10-0. Mm-hmm. I sincerely doubt there's a lot of betting lines on, on the Division III tournament, but I doubt that Case Western is favored in that game.
It's still really impressive to see a school like this make it to the tournament now for the fifth time, second in 3 years. It's really neat to watch.
They've been in the previous four times when they've made the tournament. They've won their first round game twice. So it's not like they're one of these kind of schools that sneaks in the back door and loses 57-0 all the time.
Yeah.
They'll give them a game.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU sports commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us each Wednesday morning to talk sports.